T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line with us is a man we can't wait to see play football, and we sure hope he will be real soon, from the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Jason Kelce. Hi, Jason.
Angel, how we doing?
Jason, more nervous than ever about the state of our football season, because yesterday they're calling off these college seasons. What's your best read right now on us having an NFL season?
We're going at it, business as usual. Obviously, seeing all these college seasons is, discontinued or is pretty disheartening. But, for us, we're just going to approach it as we have been. We're doing training camp right now. We're trying to get ready for a season. And, whatever happens, happens, I think. We're doing everything we can necessary to try and facilitate a safe environment, and we're doing what we can to try and make sure that we have a season. And, I think if guys are safe and healthy and we don't have a bunch of, large number of cases or anything like that, I think I feel pretty good that we'll still have a season.
I would love that. Jason, I'm very curious. How different is this from the other training camps you've been at?
Yeah, it's different. In some regards, it's probably the most normal thing I've done all year. This whole 2020 has been a pretty odd year. And I think to get back to playing football is something I've done my whole life. And to get back to, running the same plays with the same coaches and a lot of familiar faces has been some sense of normalcy. But, the whole social distancing, wearing masks, all the testing, it's been a little bit harder to forge personal relationships with guys, especially new guys and rookies and stuff like that, because of the, because we're all trying to be safe. And, even though that, that is one drawback, obviously, we're all just trying to do what we're supposed to do what all the doctors and, all the scientists are telling us to do to try and facilitate as safe of an environment as possible. But that does make it a little bit weird. And unfortunately it does take away from, the greatest part about being on a team, which is, enjoying your teammates.
Yeah. You're a very careful guy. I've talked to you for a long enough time to know that. How seriously, 67 NFL players opted out. How seriously did you consider it?
You consider, I guess, everything. You think about whatever, but there really wasn't a consideration, I guess, about the opt-out. I think, for where Kylie and I were at and where, our families were, I think that, we feel pretty good about a lot of the things that the Eagles are doing, that the NFL is doing to try and facilitate at least somewhat of a safe environment. And, I think if we had some of the pre-existing health conditions that, some of the other players have mentioned, I think it might be a different conversation. But, we're two relatively young, healthy individuals, and obviously nobody knows what the long-term effects are yet, but that's not something that I just don't want to live my life necessarily worried about what's going to happen in 10 years. If I would have been worried about long-term health conditions, I probably should have stopped playing football quite a long time ago. So I think that we felt pretty early on that as long as we're going to be allowed to play football, and it looks like everything is being done in the right way, that, you know, we were going to try and be a part of it.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up before I did, because, you know, there's new rumors that this is Jason Kelce's final year. Have you made that decision yet, Jason?
I have not, no.
Good. Can you give me any theory as to why almost every year there's this rumor that you're going to call it quits?
Well, I think that the biggest thing was, you know, there was a news leak that I never really wanted to discuss in the media, obviously, that I was contemplating retirement about 3 or 4 years ago after a slew of injuries during a season. And, you know, playing this game is hard. It's really hard. It's really hard mentally. It's really hard physically. And, you know, the grind that it takes to play 16 games, well, now it's going to be 17 after this year or whatever we're going to, and the grind it takes to practice. And in my opinion, and we've talked extensively with the coaches and the strength staff, and, you know, maybe taking reps down here or there in practice and doing things maybe to try and, you know, extend how long you think you can do this. And it comes down to, it's not just about, you know, trying to play as long as you can. I think that there's a right way to go about the game. There's a right way to go about business. I think the center position is one that's important to be out there every single day if you can. You know, even if you're a little banged up or you're a little sore, you know, the reality is everybody's listening to you. Everybody's your calls and your mentality and the way you approach business on a day-to-day environment is rubs off on other people, and it has an effect on other guys. And I think that that's part of my job, not just going out there and performing on Sunday, but I think that I have a job to and a duty to make guys prepared as possible throughout the week, make myself as prepared as possible. And if I can't do that, I'll probably stop playing. Once I get to the point that I'm not going to be a guy that's going to hang on and play as many years as I can at the expense of the energy, effort, and commitment that of what I think is involved with being a good teammate and an NFL player. So, unfortunately, somehow that got news into the wind or got into the news a few years ago. And, that's a conversation I have every off season to try and figure out whether I can make that type of commitment again. And, it's been pretty evident that I feel like I can the last few years, and eventually it will be that I can't make that commitment, or I feel like I won't be able to. And that's when you'll hear the official news that I'm retired. So until that moment, though, I'm pretty comfortable not talking about retirement anymore.
Bravo to that. All right, Jason, you're going to break the huddle. First play from scrimmage, new season 2020. And it's going to seem weird because you got Jason Peters on your right side and Andre Dillard at the left tackle position. How hard is that transition for Peters, and will you try to help him?
It's going to be a transition for Jason, obviously, and there's going to be a lot of communication and back and forth between us. I think it's a harder transition for Andre Dillard trying to start his first NFL season than it is for Jason Peters to go and play right guard. Both are going to require, obviously, attention to detail and making sure that you're paying it. You're working on all the little intricacies of the positions and playing next to new guys and stuff like that. So I think that, I'm really looking forward. I've had a lot of fun, working that out with Jason already. JP's such a wealth of knowledge, and even just talking to him already, he's brought up a bunch of different ideas and things that, just make sense. And I think it's, when you have a guy that's been playing that long, obviously he understands football. And is right guard a new position? Yes. Is it a new stance? Yes. And I think that that's going to require some work on some technique things, and require work on, how to use your feet and working next to new guys. But But for the most part, this is something this guy's done for his entire life, and he's pushing 40, so he's got some experience in this game now. And I anticipate that move going pretty smoothly. But, Andre, I think he's had a great offseason. We're all fired up about the offseason it has. But, at the end of the day, he's got to go out there and play football, and we're excited to see how much better he's gotten, and excited to see him, take his game to the next level. You know, he's got to be able to be more consistent with his hands. He's got to be able to change up the set lines and show the growth. And, we all know that the potential is there, and we're excited to see him go out there and do it.
I'm really curious about one thing. These guys are making these transitions with no preseason games, Jason. Nothing.
Yeah.
First time they're going to be doing it is in a real game. Does that make it more challenging? Is it going to be harder for you to play with no preseason games?
Yeah, I mean, preseason games would have been a little bit helpful. I think a whole offseason would have been more helpful, to be honest with you. I think there's a lot of things that go on in OTAs and mini camps that could have been beneficial. JP's played a lot of games. I'm more, everything's more just about getting reps with me, and that's going to happen throughout practice during the week and throughout a whole offseason. So, we're a little bit behind the eight ball, but, so is every other team in the NFL. The bottom line is we're probably returning more starters, more coaches, and we have more continuity than a lot of other teams have. So, I really can't complain too much. But do I wish I had more of an offseason with the big guy to get some of these things down? Yeah, I think we both do, but at the end of the day, we got plenty of time to get this thing right, and we're looking forward to beating up on our defense, taking a few licks, and then getting ready for Washington.
All right, last thing, Jason. I don't want to get too personal here, but my computation suggests the Kelce championship standings right now are Jason 1 and Travis 1. Is there some sibling rivalry? Would you like to maybe make sure you get another one so you can beat him all time with the career? You need another one, right?
Well, yeah, I need to beat him in something. I mean, he's proven more athletic, better looking, smarter all across the board. I gotta have something, Angelo. So, I would love to be able to be the Kelce that has the more championships. So, maybe that'll be some added influence for my teammates to, just help me get something over on my brother. Let's get a championship this year.
Jason, I'll tell you one thing you definitely won. You got the wife. He'll never get a wife as nice as that woman. You won that battle, my friend. Jason,
I appreciate that.
Be well. Be well, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. Jason Kelce. Some great insights.
Also, the best speech ever. No one will ever top that.
Best speech ever. Come on. Not even close. And we know his wife, and she's one of the sweetest, amazing people.
Beautiful.
Their kid now is 9 months old.
Wow.
You believe that? We remember when they had him. Remember last season? It's amazing. 215-5. Hold on. Now, Al, what? That was so exciting. I'm sure it woke up Michael. Mike? Michael.
I think he's dead.
All right. Somebody call 911. We'll check on that. We got a lot of show left. Ilya Bryzgalov on the Russian vaccine.
The vaccine.
When we return, WIP Sports Time 7:44.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.